Hey, good people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes.
The people, they make $70,000 a year. So in that part, I have made it equal, but I have not made it equitable for everybody. And that's where the balance comes in. If, for example, all right, P-Bit ain't all that tall in person, but I'm mighty and strong and very tall in spirit and tenacity. So
do it, PB.
I'm saying. There's something. You know, if there is a, I don't know if y'all have seen this actual image, but it's the image out there. I'm gonna use somebody. Here. If me, Soul Brother Love, and Coach Jackson. I don't know if you're as a Coach Jackson. Pretty sure he is, but Coach Jackson's gonna be pretty tall people. I don't know why it's happened to be a trend. I don't know how that happened, but it is. So. Say we all got one of those traditional black milk crates that you see in middle school and elementary school. You look crazy with the milk in. Mm-hmm. All right, so Coach Jackson might have a crate. Mm-hmm. Brother Love might have a crate, and I might have a crate. Mm-hmm. Coach Jackson didn't need the crate from the get-go.
Right.
So he could already see past a little, safety rail to see the game. Mm-hmm. Brother Love could use a little extra help, but the crate let him get a much greater view of the game. Mm-hmm. I get the same crate, but it still is not enough for me to see over the rail to see the game. Mm-hmm. Now, by definition, we all got the same equal crate,
right?
But due to some genetic malfunctions that my mother could control, that's still ain't enough for you. You're saying, like your mama. That milk crate is still not going to be enough for me to have the same opportunity to see the game. And that's where I feel like we as a society need to be more conscientious, especially when it comes down to just, everybody should get this or everybody should get that. Well, for the person, as y'all know right now, the stimulus is coming out. For the person that makes, $224,000 a year, mm-hmm. what's $1,400 to them? Mm-hmm. As opposed to the person that doesn't even break $20,000 in a school, in a year, could do a good bit with that $1,400. So again, you made it
equal,
but is it equitable? So, what y'all think about that?
To be honest, I think you just explained, I was over here, intently listening. You just gave me a whole history lesson on life right then. So, I appreciate that, sir. In all honesty, okay, so when I was thinking about what you were saying, the difference between justice, equity, and equality, I was like, what is the difference, to be honest with you? But now, I'm like, well, equality is P-Bid being 6 foot tall. Equality is P-Bid being 6 foot tall. Soul Brother Love being 6 foot two. And Coach Jackson being 7 feet tall. And they all standing on one milk crate. P-Bid got one. Mr. Jackson got one. And Soul Brother got one. They all got one. So to me, that's equality. So everything is equal. Everybody has all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. Great, fantastic, hallelujah. And that's and then when you think about it like that, Dr. Martin Luther King was fighting for equality for all black people. He was fighting for equality for all black people. We all had the same. He wanted all black people to have the same milk crate as white people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, in the example that P-Bit just gave us, social equity is as follows. If the white people done already had their milk crate for 400,000 years, then we just getting our milk crate. So they already had their milk crate, which means they done been able to see more of the game. They done been able to look. So the game is going on. The white people done had their milk crate for the first two quarters of the game. Black people come in and we get our milk crate in the third quarter. Now we can see what's going on, but we don't know what happened to make the score 2-75. So now we looking like, why is it that the score is 2-75? When we got in social equity, we got to be like, well, okay, the score is 2-75, but why is the score 2-75? We can see it now. That's great. Awesome. We got this. Yeah. We're here. But But the white person next to us has been watching the game from start to finish. And now we have to look at them and say, what happened?
There it is. There it is.
And then we have to trust that they're going to be able to explain it to us in a way that we understand. Because we've been at such a disadvantage this entire time. Equity. Justice. If we we all had the same milk crate from the start. Justice. We all had the same milk crate from the start. However, the wall was black. Or we couldn't see through. Mm-hmm. Okay? Then they're like, oh, well, you know what? I don't think that that's right. So what they do is they take our milk crate. They take all of our milk crates away, but they give us a see-through wall. In my brain, I think that justice is saying you get to see it, but you get to see it in a jaded way. Or help me out, y'all.
Obscured
way. Look at you learning fancy vocabulary words. Was that on your word of the day calendar?
It was not.
Like, I'm trying to make sure I understand it. Like, before I put it, like, what is that? Like, justice. So is justice, everybody has the same milk crate and we're all standing on the milk crate, but we can see through the jaded wall?
Justice could be like it is right now. I mean, we've seen all the time in the news. Justice, you all are allowed and are given a legal attorney. Mm-hmm. Equity in that case would be having a lawyer with a sufficient amount of experience to properly win you the case. I mean, everyone gets a lawyer, mm-hmm. whether you know the guy or not. Mm-hmm. You get some time with him. But equity would be giving you a lawyer that would be somewhat equal to who you'd be facing in the courtroom. Mm. You got a lawyer. Yeah, you got... I'm going to use somebody that I don't particularly like to use right now. I'm gonna just say, you got Kyle, mm-hmm. who's a lawyer. He just passed the bar 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. But Kyle is facing against, you know, Mr. Abernathy, who's been a lawyer for 15 years. Mm-hmm. They're both lawyers. Mm-hmm. Equality gives you both a lawyer, but the equity is the experience versus the experience.
And the justice part is that you both have the lawyer.
Yep, that's... You're getting justice. You're equally getting justice. Mm. The equity is just, in my experience, you have from Kyle against Mr. Abernathy. Now, Kyle could be good. He could be good. But when you think about experience, mm-hmm. a doctor who's been doing heart surgeries for 15 years is probably going to be a lot more efficient than a person who just started doing heart surgery.
Yeah, just finished their residency, yep. their first year. Yeah. Gotcha. Good point. Yes, you know what? People, it just taught me a whole lot of stuff. Because, you know, you hear these terms all the time. Justice and this and justice and that. And you want to think, and you think about it, and you're like, you say you want justice, you want peace, you want this and that and third. But have we ever sat down and thought about what these terms mean? Like, sometimes I feel like those types of things, they are like constantly seeing these injustices or social inequality or social inequity.
Social inequity works.
Inequity? Is that work?
I think that's a word.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're gonna make it a word right now. Don't light me up, y'all. And sometimes seeing all these things can have a mental plague on, you know, black people. Because if you think about it, if all you see, if this was a world where all you saw was bad stuff, like you couldn't see anything else. Like it was like the, like it was just anytime, like the TV was the thing that showed you all of the bad stuff. And you had to go outside to see the good stuff. In current times, with coronavirus and all of that, if you turn on the TV, all you can see is the bad stuff, then eventually that takes a toll on your mental. Like you can't, it's almost like you have to force yourself to find the gold pot at the end of the rainbow. And it's like, how do you do that? What do you think, Lady D?
Well, it's really
up to each person individually. Because if you're constantly looking at negativity and everything, it's going to be hard to pull yourself out of that negativity. Mm-hmm. And you can always, I mean, you can go seek help, mm-hmm. you know, and everything like that. But it's just, you have to have the willpower on your own mm-hmm. in regards to, do you have that willpower to pull the positivity and to see the positivity mm-hmm. that is out there? Mm-hmm. It may be, you know, few and far in between, mm-hmm. but it is out there, mm-hmm. you know? And if you're one of those people who, you know, you really can't pull yourself out without, you know, assistance or anything like that, like I said last time, therapy is always an option.
Therapy is an option.
You know? And I was thinking, I was like, why isn't there government assistance for therapy? You know? Like,
yeah.
I thought about it and I was like, okay, we got governmental assistance for housing, food, and all this other stuff, but therapy is something that
Hallelujah.
You need in order to, I mean, well, not everybody need it, but
I do.
No. I think all black people need it. I feel like all people need it.
Lights all brother up in the comments.
I feel like all people need it. That's one. And then I feel like black people especially need it.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, just what our ancestors dealt through. And I feel like, for me, I feel like problems and issues, it's all carried through your genetics and is enrooted in your DNA. And I think we're dealing with things that, you know, are enrooted in us.
So if all black people need it, I lost my train of thought. But what I was saying, so if all black people need it, then why is it that when you want to seek something like that, you are shamed or made fun of?
I think that comes from, I want to say previous generations,
mm-hmm.
like older people, like most of our parents,
mm-hmm.
if we come to them and say, oh, I think I need to go to therapy, it's either, oh, you know,
you
are you
church.
Crazy or you need to go to church mm-hmm. or pray about it. Now, don't, okay, hold on.
Light,
you will not light me up because I'm about to do a disclaimer. I mean, me personally, I believe in Jesus Christ. You know, he died for my sins and I will pray every day.
Hallelujah.
Okay. That's me. Mm-hmm. I don't speak for nobody else. If you pray to Jesus, you go ahead. You pray to somebody else, you go ahead. I don't care. Mm-hmm. That's your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not mine. Mm-hmm. Okay? but, you know, it's just like past generations, and not just within black people, like mm-hmm. even other races, mm-hmm. you know, they, older generations, they feel like if you go to therapy, something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there might not be anything wrong. I just want to talk to an unbiased person that can tell me that is it just the way I'm looking at things, or maybe it is mental
mm-hmm.
and you might need to seek medical, you know, assistance or help.
Okay. So if that's the case, how can somebody that needs that help get it when the government says we are not going to allow you to do that because we're not going to pay for it? Who cares if you can afford it or not?
Make sacrifices.
I mean, you can.
It's unfortunate, but
yeah,
I mean,
that's a good point. That's a good point, because it's like, the point is, since there is no, at least there's none that I know of. If y'all know of any government assistance for therapy, please let me know in the comments.
Please.
But I don't know of any. Like, you can get government assistance for food. You can get government assistance for housing. You can get government assistance for
sperm, because it's a direction.
Sperm.
Then no,
sense of direction.
You can
sense of direction or sperm. What did you say?
Sperm with a sense of direction.
There's government funding for this?
Yeah.
What's for?
Is it a sperm bank?
No, it's WIC welfare.
Oh,
Oh, them things. Y'all, sometimes okay. PBS people are intellectualist is way above my pay grade.
I was just like, too smart for my good.
And I'm just like, you guys have to break that down in the language for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's like, what do you, how do you, so you, so yeah. Food. You can get government assistance for food, for kids, for all of the stuff that causes you to need therapy. You can get help from.
Yeah.
But you can't get help for the thing. Like, you can't get help for the thing that you need because of all the stuff that the government give you. Like, I think that's crazy. Like, I really do. And I feel like it's, but it's like, why not though? Like, what, we live in the richest, most in-debt country in the world.
Because the all the money not, is going towards military. And I'm not hitting anybody in the military. Y'all fight. I'm right on.
Because I'll be right on if I'm going to get out there and take an AK-47 to the face.
Yeah.
So I'm so not doing it.
For everybody out there that's fighting for our country.
We're going to take a moment to support our troops. And we're going to take a moment of silence. And we're going to respect all of them.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
I didn't feel like that was enough. I personally did not feel like that's sufficient.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, Mr. PB.
Veteran of the United States Navy. So,
how long did you think we needed to stay silent for?
Do we need to take some more silence?
I think that, well, you know what? That's not to be aired on TV. You know what? That's good. We're good.
Another thing about PB, he is never satisfied. We could have took the last 20 minutes of the show for a moment of silence for the military, and PB would have been like, that's not enough time. But you know what? Even in that comical, even in that comedy, it's the truth, because there is not enough time that you can sit here and say that, like, that it's never going to be enough time to honor somebody that's out here fighting for the country, hiding in barracks, running from grenades, possibly walking into a suicide. But there is never enough time.
And in that note,
they need government assistance.
Exactly. Exactly. In that note, you have people out here fighting, risking their lives. Mm-hmm. And we're not even talking about civilians, like, yeah, people, well, other than he did, like us, you know?
You know, it's just regular people like he did.
No, he's not. I mean, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, regular people like PB.
I said not. You know what I mean.
That's Michael Blood on it.
That's payback, really. But, I mean, especially these people, they need governmental assistance for therapy. They go through so much. All this PTSD, I think I said that acronym right.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Like, they need governmental assistance for therapy. Do you know how much that would help someone?
Yes.
Like, a specialized therapist for active military, retired military, veterans, everything.
Yes.
Like, that would help them so much because it gives them, I mean, unfortunately, you may have to relive some unfortunate events, but help them cope.
It gives them a safe space.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've never dealt with PTSD, but I've never experienced it firsthand. But I am a big Law and Order fan, SVU. And there was an episode of SVU. And the thing is, people, as y'all see, people laugh at me for being a SVU fan. But it's like, I will sit there and I will watch SVU from, I will watch all 21 seasons over and over and over. Shout out to Mariska Hargitay. If you ever listen to this, I love you, girl. but yes, I will watch Law and Order SVU. But I said that to say, there was one episode on SVU and it was about, it was about the Army and how the guys would come back and they were like wigging out. And one of the guys, he actually went crazy psycho and killed his wife. Now, I don't know, you know, sometimes there are some things that go on in the military that, you know, everybody's not aware of. But the reason I brought that up is because PTSD is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And like the smallest thing, like that episode, of course it's a fictional thing, but it's real events. So it's like the smallest things can trigger an episode, an alarm clock, a freaking starting of a motorcycle. Like, if I was in the military, a motorcycle turning on sounds a lot like a gunshot if it backfires too loud. So if anything can trigger an episode. So allowing soldiers who are risking their lives for your country to have the ability to go to somebody and talk. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if there are any soldiers out there, any veterans or anything that can like shed some light on this. Let me know, because I don't know. Like, I did not find any outside of the VA, of course, outside of the VA, but any resources that allow, because not everybody can afford that. Yeah. So why doesn't the government say, hey, people that need to talk to somebody, people that need this type of help, people that have had all of these issues happen to them caused by all of the other stuff that the government offers you. Why can't you go talk to somebody? Yeah. I'm just curious.
I want to know too, because not, and you know, and that goes for everybody, white, black, Hispanic, soldiers, everybody, anybody who needs therapy should be able to have government. I would rather have governmental assistance for therapy than for someone to have governmental assistance because you went out there and opened your legs and had a kid. No offense to anybody who had to.
I mean, every last
one. You know what? Light me up, because you will not change my view on that.
She just insulted my mama and my daddy.
You don't like her. First,
my mama and my daddy sure did that. That's why I'm sitting here.
You know, on governmental assistance, the last time I checked, we didn't have that growing up. So, and no offense to anybody who did. It's just, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it, and I don't give up. Crap, what y'all
please
say?
Please
let
Lady D up in the comments.
All right, I'm ready for it. Come at me.
She lives in North Carolina on Greenway Street. I ain't gonna give you her address because y'all might pop up on her.
Yeah, but like, I would rather have governmental assistance for therapy because that gives that resource. And I'm not talking about a public defender type therapist either, okay? Yeah. Give me somebody who actually can diagnose me with something if I have it, you know, somebody who's had some years of experience that, you know, can help me or help anybody that needs, you know, to talk.
Thank y'all so much for listening. Now, before we go, I do want to leave y'all with this. The one that is your biggest competition looks at you in the mirror every day. The one that is your loudest cheerleader is the one that knows the real you. The love you have for yourself should be that of an insurmountable capacity. Love y'all always and forever. Catch us next Saturday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And as always, keep shining, loves. Peace.